All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show singer-songwriter Emerald M. What is up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling the show.
Yep.
All right. So before we get into your song, tell the listeners out there a little bit about you, where you're from, when did you first start making music, and how did that all start?
So I'm from Yangon, Myanmar, but I just came back after graduating high school to my country, and I'm like chilling at home with my family now. But I've always been into music since I was in kindergarten. Like, I was mainly into playing instruments, and then I started writing songs, and then my brother has been by my side during this journey because he's also really into music as well. Mm-hmm. He supports me. But in 2020, during the pandemic, it gave me so much time to do research and then start writing my own songs, because back then I would try to always write songs, but then it never happened. Like, it was so hard. It was the hardest thing for me to do.
Yeah. So when you were younger, like in high school, did you play music like in talent shows and like early on?
Yeah, totally. I started participating in like talent shows, like school organized shows, starting from 7th grade. And then from there, I had the confidence to start doing more shows.
So when did you end up in London? I read that you were in London, England.
Yeah. Basically, I moved to London for the last 1.5 years of high school. So basically, half junior years and the rest of senior year from high school.
So, and you were performing in London also, writing songs over in England?
No, I actually didn't participate in shows in London. Since it's a new school, I had social anxiety, and I had to like focus on adapting to the new environment. So that was a struggle. So I couldn't focus on that. But during my study in London, I did write lots of songs, like in my dorm room. But I participated more in the talent shows in my old school in Denmark.
What's been the biggest challenge for you with that culture change going from Myanmar into England?
The biggest challenge?
Yeah.
During the transition?
Like, the biggest challenge when you made it to England, like when you moved to England, was you were saying you had some social anxiety. Was it because the culture change triggered that?
No, I already had social anxiety. But then it was really hard because I had to meet new people, try to make new friends.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this new song. I listened to it. First of all, I really like the song. It's a great song. I enjoyed it a lot. So it's called Nevermind. Now, I did read what the song's about, but my listeners out there probably don't know. So tell the listeners a little bit about the song, the backstory, and what the song's about.
I thought of a situation in my head, and then basically it's about a song where I guess a girl or even a boy it's like crazily obsessed with someone else, but then you know that you shouldn't be obsessed with that person because basically it's not the right thing to do, and it's not even the right person to be obsessed with. So it's like a one-sided obsession kind of song.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think most people would be lying if they said they never had that experience once in their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you're only like early 20s, so you're maybe not maybe not you yet, but I know somebody like me, I'm in my 50s, so I've lived, you know, a long time, and I think most people in their midlife or 30s or 40s and 50s probably already been in a situation like that, which is important because when you write a song, it's pretty good to write a song that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I try to write that song by, like, you know, observing everything around me and my environment, and then I just came up with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people can do crazy things when they're really obsessed with someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes people are really crazy and they do some, like really crazy stuff. Yep. That could be another song. What is your writing process when you write a song? Are you a lyricist first? Like, do you write lyrics and then you build a song by adding the instruments and the music behind it? Or do you have, I'm not sure if you use samples or not. I know I read that you're an instrumentalist, which is great. But do you, what do you do first? Do you write the music first and then apply lyrics, or the other way around?
When I first started writing songs, I thought writing lyrics was, like, easier. And then, you know, at first, writing lyrics was the hardest thing ever. I couldn't think of any word. And then, like, right now, I start with melody. Like, it's just so fun to just explore with melodies, just hum different notes and stuff. And then later on, you can just choose a topic and then just plug in the words into the melody. Usually my songwriting hours are around, like, midnight, sometimes 2 a.m., 3 a.m., just maybe on my piano or on the guitar, that's it.
How much does your mood, like, drive different types of songs? Like, when you're feeling up, do you tend to write more uplifting songs? Or when you're feeling a little down or somber, tend to write those kinds of songs, or does it matter?
So, like, basically, sad songs are really easy to write. Like, every time I press a chord, I just want to be sad and be that dramatic person. Like, but right now, I'm trying to write more, like, really upbeat songs, but most of the time, sad songs just comes out. But usually I take inspiration before writing the song. I would listen to a few songs that I want to get some influence from, from YouTube, and then I would dim my lights in the room and then start the writing process.
How's the song doing? Nevermind. How's it doing so far?
I think it's doing okay, but I really can't really see the progress where I live, I can't really access many applications.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I understand. Well, I can tell you that your song on YouTube is doing pretty good. I went to your YouTube video.
Really?
Yeah, it's over 1,000 views, and just, you only put it up, like, what, about 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it's already over, yes. It's over 1,000, which is pretty good, actually, for a song that's only been up for a short period of time, because it hasn't been up very long. And it's not really a video, it's just more of a lyrical
audio.
Yeah, an audio. But it's got over 1,000. I could look real quick if you want. It's got it's got 1,400 views.
1,400?
Yep, and that's not bad at all.
Wait, where do the viewers come from?
I don't know where they come from. What's that?
From the articles? Like, from the press articles?
Probably, if you're doing interviews. More than likely, these interviews you're doing, like, when I put this interview up, I'll add the link for when people read this, you know, because I'll put your bio up, and I'll also put this recording of our interview up also, and underneath that, I'll put the links to all your social media, so people will click that, and they'll go to the YouTube link, I'll put that up, and they'll go to this. But that's pretty good, man, it's only been up... Yeah. You put it up in late June, and it's already over almost 1,500 views, so that's pretty good. Not bad at all.
Oh.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. Now, I did, what really interested me about you is I love when I find out that singers are also instrumentalists. So talk about that. Like, how many instruments can you play? And like, did you self teach yourself, or did you take lessons?
With instruments, basically, I don't really know music theory. Like, I just know basic music theory.
Yep.
I don't really know how to read music, but I started learning how to play the piano when I was 7. I was in first grade, but I took lessons for the piano. And then when I was like 11 or 12 in fifth grade, because my brother's like a really good guitarist.
Oh, nice.
He inspired me, so I started I taught myself how to play the guitar.
Right.
And then my brother's also... my brother's also a really good drummer, and he inspired me again, so I took lessons for drumming as well.
That's pretty good. I'm the same way. I play guitar and a little bit of keyboards and a harmonica, but I taught myself. But I regret not taking lessons, though, because I what happened is that when I taught myself, I picked up some bad habits as far as my guitar playing.
Yeah.
And I really wish I would have took lessons from somebody who knows what they're doing more. I mean, I'm glad I know how to play. I play by ear. I'm like you. I play mostly by ear. I did take a music theory class when I was in community college and learned a little bit. But I regret not taking lessons, though. I really do.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your producer, because this producer, William Lucy, is somebody who's worked with some really big... successful artist. So talk about that.
So basically, I got to London. It was my first move, and then I already had this plan to like reach out to producers and then start emailing them, and then I like talked to many producers, and then William just understood me. William just understood me, and then he was also looking for something that I was looking for. Basically, to collaborate, work together, instead of like working on one song and then just leave it at that. But we built like a relationship together, so it's more of a collaboration, and like, yeah.
So is he somebody you worked with
and
in England?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any?
I met him online. I haven't met him.
Oh, okay. So it's online collab. Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. Do you have any plans on going back to England and pursuing music, or what's the game plan? Hello. There are some technical difficulties.
The number you have dialed is busy now. Please.